at 7:30 here on Monday Morning Maine with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W. R.W., sorry to interrupt you. Go right ahead.
Okay, good morning, Allison. Apropos of the annual Maine Cheerleading Championships already underway this past week, I want to shake a few pom-poms and let out a glad yell or two to celebrate this radio station's resurgence to full broadcasting power, meaning that we at the nether reaches of the signal are once again hearing some of the most listenable sounds available, whether on radio or television. Until I couldn't hear it because of the severely reduced signal, I had taken for granted the reliably sane and insightful programming conveyed, for example, by Amy Goodman in her installments of Democracy Now. How reassuring it was to hear reportage about the continuing disaster in Haiti and know that the manner of Goodman's variety of media was not going to exploit the matter of hundreds of thousands of lives having been lost in the earthquake. News bulletins within the past 24 hours from Port-au-Prince relay that the government has declared an end to searches for living people trapped under debris from the quake, that more than 150,000 quake victims have been buried in mass graves by the government, and that the government's communications minister, Marie-Laurence Jocelyne Lassaigue, speculates perhaps 200,000 to 300,000 bodies may be unaccounted for beneath the rubble of buildings. When WERU's radio signal became weakened, I knew the listening community as well as the radio station's volunteers, who are, of course, also part of that listening community, was in a collective vigil whose positive energy was palpable. With newspaper headlines declaring that jobless rates across the country are increasing and articles citing statistics of over 10% unemployment, volunteerism takes on a whole new meaning. In other words, people will make things happen even when a paycheck isn't involved. Consider Frank Knight of Yarmouth, for instance. Frank is 101 years young now, and for quite some time has been Yarmouth's volunteer tree warden. In that capacity, he had, for the past 50 years, been taking care of what up until last week was New England's oldest elm tree, a massive tree over 110 feet tall with limbs 40 feet long, a tree known locally as Herbie. Herbie withstood the arrival of Dutch elm disease in Maine in the late 1950s, and he would survive 14 additional rounds of the disease thanks to Frank Knight's efforts overseeing selective pruning of Herbie's diseased limbs and applications of insecticides and injections of fungicides. Eventually, the disease would win, however, and so last week at 212 years old, Herbie was cut down. The base of the tree was over 5.5 feet across. I'd like to think that Frank Knight's kind of volunteerism is rampant among us. I know of at least one place where this is so, some place that reaches around the world, as a matter of fact, via the Internet. And locally, well, let's just say I was quite glad to receive Chris Stark's email last week announcing that WERU was again at full power locally, too. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.